Maseches Kedushin, Daf Chav, 22 lines to the bottom of Daf Yutesim Abayz, Tanya Iduch, we learned in another Braisa, Hamoiches Bitoi, if Reuven sells his daughter Rachel to Shimon, who Pasach HaMenash Loi Liyayid, and he sells her on condition that Shimon will not do Yid with her, and he won't give her to his son for Yid either, so Niskay Matanai, Div Rameir, Rameir hold that the sale is a valid sale, and the Tanai is also a valid Tanai, the Chamer Mimhaor, the Cham Agar Rameir, then they say, Mirzal Yayim Yayid, and if Shimon wants, he could still be Miyayid Rachel, but Pesha Histam Mashakas Batera, as his Tanai was a tzai against something that's stated in Torah, the chol master mashakas b'Torah tzai bottle. There's a general rule that anyone that makes a tzai against what it says in Torah, the tzai is bottle. However, the ma'aseh is kayim, and therefore, although the tzai is not mekuyim and it's not a valid tzai, however, the transaction would be valid. Rachel would be considered sold to Shimon as an amar v'riyah, and once she's sold to Shimon, Shimon now will have the right to do yud to her or give her over to his son to do yud. The Gemara continues in Eis Rameya tzai kayim. How can you say a kunt Rameya the tzai would be kayim and Shimon couldn't do yud? V'atani, but we learned to the brayso. Rameya actually holds in a case where Reuven says to Rachel, I'm a kaddishu on condition that I don't have to keep the chiyuvim of a man to a wife of sher ksusayna. The din is that she is mekudeshes. However, the tnai is batal because Rameya holds that chol masav amashik b'tera. The tnai is batal in ma'isekayim. And l'chayra, Rameya does agree with the chachamim. And why in our brisa did Rameya argue on the chachamim? And that brisa continues. Rabbi Huda states, b'davish shemam and tnai kayim. Not only is the Maisa Kayim and Rachel is Mekudeshes to Reuven, but in addition, even the Tzai would be Kayim, at least Bedavish of Mammon, and Reuven would not have to provide Rachel with Sharon Ksus, as Rashi says, the Nitil Mechila have a Tzai Kayim, since he's the Davish of Mammon, that Nitil Mechila, therefore the Tzai is Kayim, Avalei No, the Tzai of the Gufa, he will loy Yisrael Mechila, but Bedegea Bia, which is something which is Tzai of Haguf, therefore it's not considered Davish of Mammon, and Mechila isn't Shayach Pereina, and therefore although Bedegea Davish of Mammon, the Tzai is Kayim, Bedegea Oina, which is not a Davish of Mammon, the Tzai would be Batal and the Maisa would still be Kayim, and Rachel is fully Mekudeshes to Reuven. And the Maisa we see from here that even by a Davish of Mammon, Rameya hold that Tzai is Batal and Maisa Kayim, and certainly in our case, where he was Pasakam Nashalay Liyayid, which is not a Davish of Mammon, but it's a Davish of Issa of getting married, L'chariya certainly Rameya would agree that the Tzai is Batal and Maisa Kayim. And the Gemara continues, Amachiskiya explains, Shani Hachad Amakral Amma. Now, though Benegea Kedushin, Rameya hold that Tzai is Batal and Maisa Kayim, however, Benegea and Amavriya, the Ter is Mechadish to us based on Xer Sakosov, that the din is that you could make a tnai, even if Reuven made a tnai with Shimon, and he said you could buy my daughter, but you can't do yid with her, the din would be that the transaction is valid, and Shimon would not be able to do yid with her, and he couldn't give her over to his son for yid either, as the pasuk states la'amah, and we learn that there are times that a person could sell his daughter only as an amar v'riyah and only for a work product, and not for yid, and it would still be a fully valid sale. And the Gemara continues in Eish Rabbanan, a quint Rabbanan that said that if Reuven made a tnai with Shimon, the pasuk al-manash liyayid, that the din is in we see that they hold that a person can never sell his daughter as an amar v'riyah and make a condition that the person can't do yid with her. And l'chayro, the pasuk states la'ama, so what are they going to do with the word la'ama? And the Gemara asks, hi la'ama mayavle, what did Rabbana do with the word la'ama? And the Gemara answers, hi m'boy l'chayotanya, that Rabbana needed for the following braisa. As the pasuk states la'ama, melamed shemaychul psulim, and this teaches us that if Reuven sells his daughter to someone that's pasul, for example, like a mamzer in a sin, and as Rashi says, shemi shoy la'yayid, that you now have yud with the mamzer in a sin, and ve'einanim karaslam el shifchus bavad, and although Rachel was only sold to Shimon for a work product and not to have yud, it's still going to be a valid sale. However, the Rabbanan hold that it is only where Reuven sold his daughter Rachel to Shimon and he was in mamzer in a sin, and therefore she can't do yud with Shimon. However, in the case where he actually made a tnai and he said that you cannot go and do yud to Rachel, that would be maslam ashikas b'tera, and therefore according to Chum, the tnai would be batal in ma'isekayim. As Tosfos points out, although Rabbi Yehuda, who is the Chum that Agra Meya, hold Benegei Kedushin, that B'davash of a moment, Tanai is Kayim. However, of course, a Tanai Benegei Yid is not a Davash of a moment, and therefore, according to Rabbanan, the Tanai is Batal and Maisa Kayim. And the Gemara continues, and asks on this drusha that the Gemara brought Benegei to Rabbanan of La'am of Lamed Shemechel Psulim, that Lamaisa, why do we need a Pasuk to teach us this din? That L'chayr, this should be based on a Kavachayma, and Makashel Psulim, Laim Kerenel Psulim. If a father could go and be Makadish his daughter to stone that's Pasul, and he could be Makadish her to a Mamzer in a sin, and of course, even though that they're Chayvi Lavin, but a Maisa Kedusha is Taifas by a Chayvi Lavin, certainly Reuven should be able to go and sell his daughter to Shimon, who's a Mamzer in a sin, as Kedusha is not involved at that point, and it's only a Mechira, and certainly there's no problem selling a person to a Mamzer in a sin. Why would the Chacham need the Pasuk La'amma to teach us Shemaychel Psulim? And the Gemara answers, Malam Kachel Psulim, Shekin Adam Makadish's Bitik Shinaira. Lefi Chacham, they do need the Pasuk, as even though a man could be Makadish's daughter to someone that's Pasul Tar, that may be because we see the strength of a father, because he even could be Makadish's daughter while she's a Naira, and therefore we would say that that's why the Torah allows him even to marry off to a apostle and to a mamz in a sin, and Kedusha would be typhus. Do you think that that would be a raya, and you could bring a kavachema, that therefore the father should be able to sell his daughter as an amaria to a mamz in a sin? And since we don't find the strength of a man selling his daughter as an amaria because he can't sell her while she's a Naira, so therefore maybe we would say that is why the Torah didn't give him the right to sell his daughter to someone that's a mamz in a sin either. Therefore, misvara, one may have thought that a person cannot sell his daughter as an amaria to someone that's pasul, and tamalayman, that's why we had the pasul amma melamed shemechlo psulin. Rashi brings down the makar that a father could be mekadesh his daughter while she's naira, as we learned in daf dalam beis from v'yotze chinim in kasef, and he also brings down that an amaria cannot be sold by the father when she's an amma, and the gemara meseches erchin brings down a kavachema umam mechura kvar yotze, that just like someone that was sold prior to being a naira will be yotze lecheris even prior to 6 years once she becomes a naira and brings simanim. Certainly achshav she'ina mechura and din shalay timacha. Certainly, if someone was not sold at this point and they're already a naira, the father would not have a right to go and sell them. The gemara continues. Rabbi Lezer argues and says that im lamid shemaychul psulin harik vanemim rabbi ini adonai shurab nisuel. You can't tell me that we need the pasuk of la'amma to teach us that Reuven could sell his daughter to a mamzer or a sin. We already noticed based on the fact that the pasuk says im rabbi ini adonai shaloya oda v'hafta. If there's an amma that already was an amma ria to someone that was asatar, who because he was in the sin of mamzer, there was isalav. If they would have yird, Shimon didn't do yird with her because she was asatar him based on isalav because he was a mamzer and a sin. However, we also see from this pasuk that Shimon lamaisa owned Rachel, and if he wanted to yield, he could have done yield with her, even though he was pasul, and even though it was an isalav, because kedushin would be typhus by her, as the pasuk states asher lo yada, and the word loy in the pasuk asher lo yada read as if it says lamed vav, and therefore it's telling us that if Shimon wanted to yield with Rachel, he could have done so, even though of course she's asatim as kedushin is typhus b'chay v'lavin, and therefore you don't need the pasuk of la amma to teach us shemaychul psulin. Therefore, zok rebel ezem matam aloim la amma. So why is the Torah tells us the word la'ma, bilabed shemaychul kravim? This teaches us that if Reuven sells his daughter to one of the kravim, those kravim are also to marry Rachel based on issa deraisa and issa ever, and they would be a chayv ikrisis, and therefore kedusha is not taifis bar, and therefore he could not do yield. Even so, the mechira would be a valid mechira. And the Torah is mechadish to us that even though this amma vriya is not shaykh to the pasha of yield still would be chal. And of course, the chacham argue on this, and they hold that if you would actually sell your daughter to someone that is erva, it won't be shaykh to do yid at all, as kedusha would not be chal based on the fact that kedusha is not taifis b'chayv ikrisis. Therefore, the entire transaction would not be valid according to the chachamim. And the only time that they learn that it is going to be valid is only when you sold it to a mamzer in a sin, where it's only chayv b'lavin. And the gemara continues in Avchof of Anav and asks the question that why do we need a pasuk of la'amma to teach us that you could sell an amma ria to a kravim? V'aloydinu l'cher, we should be able to learn this from a kavu chayma. In meichul psulin leim karel l'kravim, that if Reuven could sell his daughter to someone that's pasul, and therefore there's a begam and it's nibel to go and be mishtubed to someone that's a mamzer in a sin, and there's also a chash, then maybe that mamzer in a sin will actually do yid with them, as kedushin would be typhus. And even so, Rebbe Lezer brought a raya, Reuven could sell his daughter as an amavriya to someone that's pasul and someone that's a mamzer in a sin, based on the pasuk of Rabbi Inei Adonai, Sherabinu Seah. Certainly, Reuven should be able to sell his daughter to someone that's one of the rayas. It's not an evil for Rachel to be sold to Reuven's father, for example, or to his child, since they're not psulim, therefore it's not bizoyin for Rachel to become an amavriya and have to work for her grandfather or for her brother or for her uncle. And in addition, since they're asatah based on the issa erva and the issa kuris, so therefore there's no chash that she will actually get married to them, as kedushin will not even be taifis if they try to do yudah with her, and therefore lachari should be pashut that a father should be able to sell his daughter as an amavriya to someone that's an erva. And why do we need the pasuk of la amma to teach us this din? And the gemara answers what seems to be a simple teretz: malam meichel psulim shem rutzli yayim yayid yim karelim lekravim shem rutzli yayid enim yayid. That this kavachayim is not a valid kavachayim. It certainly makes sense that Reuven should be able to sell his daughter to someone that's only chayv lavin, because at least when he sells her as an amaria to that person, it's shaykh for yir to be chal, as kedushin would be taifis if the mamzer of the sin actually tries to yird, because they're only chayv lavin, and therefore you can't bring a raya that Reuven could sell his daughter as an amaria to someone that's a kariv, and we know kedushin would not be taifis. And in that case, yird would not be shaykh, since one of the dinim of an amaria, which is the pash of yird, is not shaykh by such a sale. Therefore, maybe the sale would not be valid. That is why, according to Rabbi Lezer, amakor la'amma, the pasuk had to tell us the word la'amma melamed shemeichel kravim, that even if you're only selling this daughter for her work product and not to get married, as it's impossible for her to marry the buyer, since the buyer is an ever and is a chayv ikrisis, and therefore kedusha is not taifis. And even so, at least according to Rabbi Lezer, the sale would be valid. The gemara continues. According to Rameyah, who said that we use the word la'amma to teach us that even even if someone makes a tnai and he says to Shimon, I'm selling you my daughter as an amariah, but you can't do yud with her, that would be a valid yud, because the Torah tells us, la'ama, that there are times that you're allowed to sell your daughter, that she would only be sold for a work product, and Reuven can specifically exclude her from the pasha of yud, and even so, it's a valid sale. L'chair, where does Ramei have a makar that if Reuven sold his daughter to someone that's puzzle, for example, like a mamzer in a sin, that the sale would be valid? And the Gemara explains, l'psulin, afkalei mehechud, and afkalei rabbeleza, in a chanami, for the din of psulin, he learns that from the extra pasuk of Rabbe Eini Adeda, Shaloya Oda of Hefta, which is of course the same limud that Rabbi Leza brought on your Testament base to teach us that a person could sell his daughter that's an Amariah to someone that's puzzle, and he could sell it to a mamzer in a sin, since Kedushin is Taifas Bechayvi Labin, and Bekravim Savla Krabbanon, and Bedegay a din of Kravim, he actually argues on Rabbi Leza, and he holds like Krabbanon, and therefore he doesn't need a Mikar, the Amri ain't Michael Kravim, because Rabbanon hold that since Kravim are Ervais and are Chayvi Krisis, and in Kedushin Taifas Bechayvi Krisis, therefore the Pasha of Amariah does not apply to a Karev. In Chanambi, Reuven cannot sell his daughter as an Amariah to one of his relatives and someone that will be Ostah based on a Chiyuv Karis, as Kedushin is not Taifas, and therefore the Pasha of Yud is not Shaykh in that case, and therefore the Pasha of Amariah wasn't stated in such a scenario. In Chanambi, if Reuven tries to sell Rachel to his father or to his son, the transaction will not be valid at all. The Gemara continues that we just stated according to Rameya and according to Chamim that if Reuven sells his daughter as an Amariah to someone that's an Ervatar, the actual transaction would not be valid. The Maisa, the Pasha of Yud, would not be Shaykh in that case, since Kedushin is not Taifas B'chai B'krisis. And the Gemara now brings two brises which are clearly associated each other. Tani Chada, Meichel Ava Ve'im Meichel B'nai. We have one brise that states that Reuven can sell his daughter as an Amariah to his father, but he cannot sell her to his son, V'tani Idach. And we learned another brise, In Meichel Leila Ava Leila B'nai. Not only can a father not sell his daughter as an Amariah to his son, but he also cannot sell the Amariah to his father. And the Gemara now asks, Bishleim Eina Meichel Leila Ava Leila B'nai, Krabbanon. We understand why the brise would state that a person cannot sell his daughter as an Amariah to his father or to his son. That's going like the Shita Rabbanon, and hold that since Yud is not Shayach, since Kedusha is not Taifas, B'chai B'krisis, since Rachel cannot marry her grandfather or her brother, so certainly the din is that she can't be sold to them either, according to Rabbanon. When the first price is stated that Reuven cannot sell his daughter as an Amariah to his son, but he could sell an Amariah to his father, who is that going like? It's not like Rabbanon, because according to Rabbanon, just like Reuven can't sell his daughter as an Amariah to his son, he shouldn't be able to sell her to his father either. And according to Rabbi Leza, who learned from the Pasuk of La'ama, that Reuven can even sell his daughter as an Amariah to one of the Kravim where Kedusha is not Taifas, just like the Brisa stated that Reuven could sell his daughter to his father, he should also be able to sell her to his son. And the Gemara answers, La'ilun Krabbanon, really the first Brisa is going like the Shita Rabbanon, but Rabbanon Hechad Iksar Yid, however, Rabbanon Maida, where there is a possibility for Yid that the sale would be a valid sale. And what does this mean? Because of course, even though when Reuven sells Rachel to his son, there's no possibility that there will be Yud. Reuven's son is either Rachel's half brother or full brother, and therefore certainly Rachel is also to Reuven's son based on being an Erva, as Rachel is the sister of Reuven's son, and therefore, of course, in Kedushin Taifsin Bar, and the sale would not be valid. In addition, even if Reuven's son, let's call him Shimon, had another son, and let's call that son Levi, and of course, as we know, if Shimon buys Rachel from Reuven, then either Shimon could do Yud, or he could give Rachel over to his son Levi, that Levi should be able to do Yud. And of course, Rachel is also an Erva to Levi, because Rachel is Levi's aunt, and therefore she's also to him as well. And therefore, in a case where Reuven sold his daughter Rachel to his son Shimon, there is no possibility that Rachel will ever be able to yield, neither with Shimon or with Levi. That's why, Lefi Rabbanon, it's not a valid transaction. However, if Reuven would actually sell Rachel to his father Yaakov, so in that case, although it's true that Yaakov cannot go and do yield with Rachel, because Yaakov is Rachel's grandfather, however, if Yaakov had another son aside from Reuven, and let us call this son Yehuda, then Yaakov can give Rachel over to Yehuda for yield, as Yehuda is Rachel's uncle, and of course an uncle can marry a niece, and therefore yield is Shaykh in some fashion in the case of an Amariah that's sold to a person's father. And therefore in this case, even Rabbanon would agree to Rabbi Lezer, when Reuven sells his daughter Rachel to his father Yaakov, that it would be a valid transaction, and she would be an Amariah. And the Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanon, we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk in Pashat Mishpatim, and again every states, in Begapa Yovel, Begapa Yetzei, in Baal Isha, who Yotze Ishta Imai, that if he went in with his body, he will go out with his body. And Tanakama learns, Begufo Nichlis, Begufo Yetzei, that if he goes in with a full body, then he has to go out with a full body, which we'll explain in a moment. Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov Emma, Yechidi Nichlis, Yechidi Yetzei, Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov hold that if he goes in alone, then he goes out alone. And the Gemara will now explain what Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov and Tanakama meant. My Begufo Nichlis, Begufo Yetzei, what is the Tanakama teaching us from the Lashon Begufo Nichlis, Begufo Yetzei? Rav and Rav explains, Loima She'ini Yetzei Berei She'evarim Ke'eved. This pasuk teaches us that although Benigay and Eved Kanani, if you're knock out his shein or ayin or one of the chavtalei varim, the din is that the eved knati would go out lecheres. However, but again, eved ivri, the pasuk teaches us begapo yavoi, that if he goes in with a full body, then begapo yetze, he has to go out with a full body, meaning he has to receive compensation for any loss of limb or any of the chavtalei varim. There is no halacha that if you knock out one of the chavtalei varim of the eved ivri, that he would go out free. And the gemara continues. So amalei abaya, abaya es rava, ahum leit tetzik tetzis avodim nafka. We have a pasuk again on Amar Rio that tells us that Amar Rio does not go out in the same manner that Eved Knani goes out, and therefore lechayer, why would we need a pasuk of begapa yavid begapa yetsi to teach us the same halacha? And the Gemara answers, ima hasam havaminu nixlo demeinei v'neipuk, that from there we would think that not only would Eved Ivri go out when you knock out any of the chavtalei varim, the din would even be stricter than the din of Eved Knani, and the adam would actually have to pay the Eved with the loss of his shein v'ayir or one of the chavtalei varim, and at that point he would also go out free, kamashbon, and therefore the pasuk tells us and begapa yavid begapa yetsi begufa nichlas begufa yetsi. And as Rashi says, that's crazy. The ain din yitzia bechesaron ayvarim klal, that there is no din yitzia by an eved ivri or a maria, solely based on the loss of one of the chavtali ayvarim. The top taisa amid diba masal sheini yetsi brusha ayvarim kaved. Taisa says the sakadaytach you have amin the like garim eved knani, that eved ivri should not be worse than eved knani. Sheini yetsi b'sheish v'yevel grein kesef va'ovid esabas va'fil hachi yetsi brusha ayvarim, that even though an eved knani has such shvach yitzias as it doesn't go out b'sheish or by yevel or by grein kesef, eved knani also doesn't go out b'mis. Eved Knani would even have to work for the daughter of the Adin, and even so, he goes out Rashi Avarim. So certainly, it should be by an Eved Ivri, where it's Yitzu B'Sheish should be able to grind Kesef. Even if the Adin dies, he only works for the son and not for the daughter. So certainly, an Eved Ivri should be able to go out Rashi Avarim. Kamashmalan, that the pasuk tells us in Megapa Yavoi Begapa Yetze, which is an extra pasuk in order to teach us that he doesn't go out B'Chavtal Rashi Avarim. And the Gemara continues to explain the Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Eimei Yechidi Nichtas Yechidi Yetze. My Yechidi Yetze. What does it mean when he stated that he'll go out alone? Rav Nachman. This is what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is teaching us. Yesh l'ishu banim, Rabbi Moshe l'shufka kanis. If an Eved Ivri had a wife or children prior to going and becoming an Eved Ivri, then his master has the ability to give him a shufka kanis, and he can even force him to marry the shufka kanis. However, ain lo ishu banim, prior to becoming an Eved Ivri, the Eved Ivri did not have a wife or children in Rabbi Moshe l'shufka kanis, then his master cannot give him a shufka kanis, at least bal kochoi. And there's a machlekes rishonim. In this scenario, the Eved Ivri could go and marry a shufka kanis if it's l'rotzin and if he desires to do so, or possibly the Xeris HaKosov teaching us that Eved Ivri cannot marry a Shifcha Knanis in this scenario, even if it's done L'Ratzain. And Rashi explained that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he also understands the Lashon of Begapa Yovei Begapa Yetze, the Lashon that refers to the body of the Eved Ivri. However, Zok Rashi, L'Rabbi Elazar Nami Mashblei Begapa Lashon Begufoi, U'mefarish Lei Loima, Shemba Begufa Yechidi, Yetze Yechidi. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is just explaining that the Torah is telling us that if he came in only with his body and he didn't have a wife or children, then Rabbi Moshe Shifcha Knanis, but if not, then in Rabbi Moshe Shifcha Knanis, at least Bal Kochai. And the Gemara will now continue and discuss dinim that are relevant to Grain Kasef. And let's point out the following, that certainly, as we already mentioned, if Reuven bought an Eved Ivri for $600 and the Eved worked for 2 years and now wants to redeem himself, and at this point the Eved's value went up and he's worth $200 per year, then even so the Eved could just pay Reuven $400 or $100 a year, and he only has to pay the exact prorated amount based on his original purchase price. But our Gemara will now also teach us that the opposite is also true, and if Reuven bought this Eved Ivri for $200 a year or $1,200 for 6 years, and the Eved wants to redeem himself after 2 years, then if at the point of redemption the value of the Eved Ivri went down and he's only valued $100 per year, then the Eved would only have to pay $400 to the Adin and not $800, since at this moment his value is only $100 a year, and we always makel on the Eved Ivri. The Gemara will learn these dinim from Psukim that states Benegeya, an Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy, as the Pasuk states in Pash Bahar in Perek Kafei, Pasuk Nun, V'chishav im Kuneo Mishnasi Machuloi Ad Shnasi Oivo, V'hoi Kesim im Kari Kemis Bashanim Kemis Sacher Yiyamai, Im Oid Rabbis Bashanim Lefiyan Yashav Gulasim Mikasim Miklasai, Vim At Nisha Bashanim Ad Shnasi Oivo V'chishav Loi Kefishanim Yashav Es Gulasai. Now our Gemara begins, Tanar Rabbanim, we learned in the Braisa, Nimka B'mona, Reuven bought an Eved Ivri for $100, or as we said, for $600, V'shpiach for Amad Al-Masayim, and then the Eved Ivri went up in value, and at this point of redemption, he's worth $200 per year, or $1,200, Minayin She'im Mechashv Le'el Mona. How do we know that Mechashvim, based on his original purchase price, which was lower than the price that he's valued at this point, Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Mekesem Mekvasai, that you'll be able to do Gerein Kesef based on the original purchase price, and based on your original purchase price and your original Kinyan Kesef. The Pasuk continues, Nimkum Mamasayim, if the Eved Ivri was bought for $200 or $200 per year, as we said, of $1,200, Vichsev Amen Almana, and then he went down in value, and now he's only worth $100 per year, Vinay Shein Mechashvle Almana. How do we know that we prorate this based on $100 per year? Talmud Leima Kefishanov, and since the Pasuk says, V'chishev Loi Kefishanov, Yashav Exkulasai, the Torah tells us that we should calculate the amount that he owes the Adon based on the year they did not yet work. So we see it's going to be based on the value of those years. And at this point, the value of those years is going to be a lower amount, and it's only going to be $100 per year. And Rashi points out that since we have two psukim, so why do we dash in at Lekula, and why not dash in Lechumra? And we could say that when he went up in value, then you go based on Kvishanov, and when he goes down in value, then you go based on the original purchase price, which was higher. And why are we Mekel on the Eved Ivri, and why aren't we Machmir on the Eved Ivri? And the Gemara continues, In Leela Eved and Nimkal Eved Chavim, this pasuk is only talking about the Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy. Maybe it makes sense that Terry would tell us that since the din is that Eved Ivri that sold to a guy, that even his craven could go and redeem him, and there's a mitzvah for them to redeem him. So maybe the Terry wanted to get him out of this situation where he sold to a Chavim, and therefore they allowed him to be paid himself even a low amount. But Nimkal Yisrael Menayin, how do you know the same din would apply when Eved Ivri that was sold to a Yisrael? That we have the Xer Shava that we learned previously in the Masechta of Sacher Sacher between an Eved Ivri and an Eved Knani. And just like when Eved Ivri is sold to an Eved Knani, that the din is he could be paid himself and he could have Geroyim Kesef and it's based on the lower amount, therefore the same din applies to an Eved Ivri that's sold to a Jew. And the Gemara continues, Omar Abaye, Haredi Kipen Azai Beshukei Tveria. As Rashi explains, when Abaye was in a relaxed mood, Havaragal Memachi, he would say the following, Haredi Pesuach Mucha Lahashiv Lashayli Dvat Tveria Kipen Azai Shayi Dorbet Tveria, that I'm ready and prepared to answer any questions that come to me in any part of Tveria, just like Ben Azai that lived in Tveria, Shaykhur Fadashin, that he was very sharp and he would dash in for Omar. And Ben Azai said, Kochach Bisol, Lufanai, Kiklips Hashum, Chutzmin Akareh Chazer, aside for Rabbi Kiva. And Gemara continues, Omleyom Rabban Labaya. So one time Chacham asked Abaya, Mechte, let's see, Hani Kroy, Iklamidu Shin Lukula, Vikalamidu Shin Lukumra, my cousin Shin Lukula, Nushin Lukumra, the Lachira, since we have two psukim, and we could either say that Evan Ivri should pay the lower amount in all scenarios, or we should pay the higher amount in all scenarios, so why is it that Gemara just dash in Lukula? If maybe we should say that Eved Ivri should have a chumra and should have to pay based on the higher amount. And Abaye responded, you shouldn't think this way. Since we know that the Torah was Mekel B'negei and Eved Ivri, Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, when Eved Ivri wants to be an answer, he will say to Adin, we see that Eved Ivri was treated very well by the Master, and we learn out that he has to be together with the Adin with any food that the Adin eats or any drink that he has. And the Adon can't eat bread made out of fine flour. The Eved is given bread made out of flour that's unprocessed. Or the Adon will drink old wine, which is better, and the Eved will be given newer wine. That you'll sleep on a mattress. The Eved will have to sleep on straw. And from this passage we learn, if someone acquires an Eved Ivri, it is as if they were kind of a master for themselves. And since we see that the Torah requires us to treat an Eved Ivri very well, therefore we'll make on the Eved Ivri in order for him to be able to go out free and in order to give him an easier time to do Gerayin Kesef. And we always say that he should be paid himself based on the lower of the purchase price or the price that he's worth at the time of pidyon. And just to remind ourselves, in Taisis Dan Daf Tafsvav Manal, Taisis pointed out, Kitab Le'imach, Harav Ram Goris, Kisachar Kateshav Yimach, that he learned it from the Pasuk, Kisachar Kateshav Yimach, the Mahasim Yafinim Teres Kainim, Abba Safri Le Darish Midi, Michi Tav Le'imach, the Ein Zet Sivoy, El Sipot Dvarim Ba'almo. And this Chacham once again, Yest Abaya, Ve'im Mahani Mil Ne'achil Vishtiya, maybe that is only a bit of giving him a noise while he's an Eved Ivri, and you can't be Mitzar and Eved Ivri while he's your Eved, but being paid to Eved Ivri and allowing him to go out completely free, maybe we would be machma on him based on the fact Rabbi Yisrael B'chinah will teach us in this long braisa that Eved Ivri actually did Averis, and that's why he sold as an Eved Ivri. Therefore, although we would want Eved Ivri to have an easier time while he's in servitude by the Yisrael, however, who said that we would allow him to go out free so easy, and maybe we would actually require him to pay a larger amount, since the reason why he's an Eved Ivri is based on the fact that he did an Avera. And before we continue, let's just clarify that in Parshas Behar, immediately after teaching us the dinim of Shemitah and Yovel, the Torah then discussed the dinim of someone that sells his metaltlin, and then discussed the dinim of someone that sells karka, and then discussed the dinim of someone that sells the home, and finally the Torah discussed the dinim of someone who borrows with ribbis. And the Gemara will explain that certainly someone will only borrow money with ribbis as his last resort, and would certainly sell his daughter as an amavria prior to borrowing money with ribbis, as when a person borrows money with ribbis and he owes money to someone, the ribbis and interest keeps growing on a daily basis, while when selling his daughter, the amount of money that he needs in order to redeem her keeps going down on a daily basis based on the concept of Gerayin Kesef. Al Gemara now continued that Tanya is willing to the Braisa, Rabbi Yisrael B'chinah states, let me show you how terrible it is when someone's Ivan, even the small Isurim or Shemitah, which we'll explain in a moment, Adam Naseim Naseim Peir Shvias, if a person does transactions used in Peir Shemitah, the safe mechas metatlev, the end result will be based on the smichas of psukim that he will lose his money and I'll have to sell his betatlin. Shenema b'shnasi yevil teshuvu ishal achuzosai v'samach lein. After speaking about issa of shmita and yevil, the Torah states v'chisim kumim kol amisecha oikonim yad amisecha, and we learn out it's talking about betatlin as dov aniknim yad liyad. It's referring to something that's sold from hand to hand, which of course betatlin lo yigish is the person not magish and he doesn't get nervous from the fact that he lost his money, and therefore he doesn't do tshuva l'seif meches adesav. So the end result will be that not only will have to sell his metaltan, but also have to sell his kaka. Shenema, as the psukim continue, ki yom chachicha, when your brother becomes poor, machem achuzasai, and he'll sell his steachuza lebas liyodai atshemeches besai, and then the end result will be that this person will not do tshuva, and he'll have to sell his home. Shenema, as the pasuk then states, ki yimka beis meishav irchaima, and speaks about a person selling his home. And the gemara now points out, maishin hastan amalei higash. Why in the first case did the gemara say lo higash l'seif meches adesav? Maishin hachad amalei bas liyodai. And why is it that when Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda discusses a person selling his home, he uses the term of loy bas liyadai? The Gemara explains that this is based on Rav Huna. The Amr Rav Huna, as Rav Huna taught us, kimin she'avah adam aveira v'shanabah, once a person does an aveira and he continues doing that aveira, then it's mutter for him to do this aveira. And the Gemara asks, hutruloy sakadaita, could it be that it will be mutter for a person to do an aveira since he did it twice? El nas leketa, it becomes like a heta for him, and therefore the person won't even realize they did something wrong by selling peri shmita. That is why initially the Brisa states loy higersh, originally the person realizes he did a terrible chet, and even so, he's not magish that the pranis that are coming on him was based on the chet, and he's not in his dazeah, and he doesn't tremble, and he doesn't do tshuva based on him seeing that he's receiving oinchin, and therefore he'll end up having to sell his fields. However, once you got to the point where we're already up to the second part, we already had more oinchin, then the Brice is so certain that this person will never actually feel that he has to do tshuva. And as Rashi says, at this point, it's pshit l'iltana, the daka b'kach, le'sav l'yodei, sh'yashu b'tshuva, ha'chi yikabal pranis, and certainly this person will not do tshuva, and therefore certainly he'll receive more pranis. And the Brisa continues that Rabbi Yisrael Chinuch teaches le bas liyadei asher meches bitoi, after he sold his field and he sold his home, he'll have to sell his daughter. Shenema v'chim ke'ishes bitol ama, when a person will sell his daughter as an ama, the avgad the bitol exiva b'aginyano, and even though the pasha of Amavriya is not in this pasha of Bahar, hakamashblon nizbit inish batei blein nizibrisa, that a person should sell his daughter quicker than they go and borrow money with ribbis. My time batei migra v'nafka, as we said before, that once a daughter is sold as Amavriya, he'll be able to be paid to her based on the concept of growing kasef, and therefore the value will keep decreasing. However, b'negei ribbis, once you borrow money with ribbis, every day the price to redeem your loan goes up in value, since every day interest is accruing, and the amount that you owe the lender will keep going up. And then he'll have to borrow money with ribbis. Shenema, as the pasuk then states in Bahar, finally, Rabbi Yisrael, the end result will be that he'll have to even sell himself as an eved ivri. And this person will sell himself as an eved ivri to Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, not only will he potentially have to sell himself to a regular Yisrael, but potentially have to sell himself to a ger. And then, as the pasuk states, and therefore we learn out, see, ultimately he has to sell himself to a ger, and not to a full-fledged Jew who's a ger tzedek. He will end up having to sell himself to a ger teshev who keeps the sheva mitzvah b'nei noach. Rashi in many places says that a ger teshev is someone who's mekabel themselves not to do avodah zarah, as the pasuk says, ger teshev. And then the pasuk tells us that not only will he sell himself to a ger teshev, but mishpachas ger, he'll have to sell himself to the mishpach of a ger, that he is referring to an avichavim who's the mishpach of a ger teshev, and he's not even a ger teshev, and he's not mekayim sheva mitzvah b'nei noach, and therefore you fall to even lower dagger. And finally, Rabbi Yitzchak Chaim points out, and we continue on daf chavim beis. This teaches us that this Jew that did transactions with the periods of Shemitah will fall to such a level that he'll even be sold to an Avodah Zarah. And Rashi says that of course he won't go and do Avodah Zarah itself, but he will be sold to a church or to a base Avodah Zarah that'll have to work for the church, and he will be the wood chopper and the water carrier. And Lemaisa, clearly we see from Rabbi Yisrael Chaim the reason why a Jew will be sold as an Avod Ivri either to another Jew or to a guy is based on the Avodah that he did and based on the fact that he was doing transaction with the periods of Shemitah. And therefore, although it's true that the pasuk says ki tov lo imach, and you should treat an eved ivri well while he's your eved, however, who said that the Torah wants him to go out free, and maybe the Torah wants to make sure that he remains an eved as long as possible? Therefore, maybe we should be machma the eved ivri that in order to redeem himself, he would only be able to redeem himself based on the higher of the two prices. If his value was higher at the time that he was sold, then he would redeem himself based on that price, and his value is higher at the time that he's redeeming himself, then he would have to pay the higher price based on his current value. And before we continue, let's just point out what a vakash shel shvius is. Taisus expands on Rashi, and therefore let's see Taisus diba maschal vakash shel shvius. Pirish issa kal shabah the ikka issa shvius that since the main part in the Issa of Shemitah is to plow or to plant, however, when someone's doing transaction with the Paris of Shemitah, it's only based on the Issa Asay, because the Torah says, La'achla, and we learn that, V'loy L'Scheira. The Torah explains, M'svara, Shabaloy Oinizel, Master Matan, Mida Kenega Mida, and therefore it's a Svara that since he went and transacted with Paris of Shemitah, therefore the end result will be that he'll lose his money and he'll have to sell off all his metaltalin, etc. And Rashi Masechta Sukkah explained that Baka Shel Shvius is referring to someone that's selling Paris of Shemitah, and Mida Le'avi Ika Issa, Tolly by Kari Avik, anything where the Ika Issa is not Tolly in that, that's called the dust of that Issa, and that's why it's called the dust of Shemitah. V'chein Avak Ribbis, V'chein Avak Lashonara, She'in Lashon Har Gomer, El Tzad Lashonara, K'moy Avak Ka'ilam Midov Anichash B'machteshes, just like the dust that comes from something that is being crushed, the Avak of Shvius is an outgrowth of the Issa of Shemitah, and not the Ika of Shemitah itself. And the Gemara said that when the Torah says, La'ika Mishpachas Ager, the word La'ika is coming to tell you that will be sold to the Avak Kavim itself, and Tais points out, She's Seifel Yaka, and it's called Ika, as eventually all of Edizara will be uprooted. And the Gemara continues that Bai responded, Ha'adri Kra, the Lemaisa Torah teaches us that even though this Yisrael did such an Avera, and therefore eventually he was sold to a Goy, and even sold in order to be a priest, and in order to be Mishamis of Edizara, even so, as Rashi says, Ha'adri Kra, L'chol Yisrael, Rachim Elov, the Torah teaches us when Avedivri is sold to a Goy, the Torah requires his Kravim and all Klai Yisrael to try to be paid to this Avedivri, and therefore we see that even though that he did this Avera, the Torah still has Rachmanis on him, we still see that the Torah still wants him to get out of his Avdus and will be Makel on him, and that's why B'negei Ger and Kasef will also be Makel, and at all times will base his pidyon based on the lower of his value, either at the time of his sale or at the time he's being paid to himself. The Tanya is very Rabbi Shmuel, because we learned in Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, Hoyel V'holach Zev and Asakum Lavin Yishchavim, Eim Lutchei Eva Nachan Nefel, maybe since this person was eventually sold as a priest for Avodah Zarah, maybe the din would be that we don't care about him and we would have the stone fall after the Nefel and basically chase after the Nefel and we won't have Rechmanis in him. Tamal Lema Achri Nimka Gula Tiyalai Echam Eochav Yigalenu, that after he's sold, we still will redeem him and one of his brothers have to go and redeem him, and therefore Zakta Bayah that will be Makel on the Seven Ivri. And the Gemara continues that this Tam Chacham still continued asking Tabaya, Ve'ema Gula Tiyalai, that maybe although it's true that the Torah required his brother and his Kravim and all Klai Yisrael to redeem this Eved, but maybe that's Kehech L'Tam Bein Chavim, that's in order that he doesn't stay within the Goyim and learn from the Maisim, Holin and Pidyon Nachmelah, but again, the amount that they have to pay in order to redeem him, maybe the Torah was still Machmer on him based on the fact that he did Avera and he sold Paris of Shemitah, and based on what we learned from Rabbi Yisrael Chachina. And because of this question, so Ein Chenami, the Gemara now changes course, and Omer Nachma Yitzchak, so Nachma Yitzchak explains, Shrei Kroik Sivi, that they're actually two different psukim, and Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Bahar, Im Oid Rabbis Beshonim, Lefi and Yashav Gulasim, Mikasim Beklasai, and Ksiv, and also says in the next Pasuk in Pash Bahar, Vima'at Nisha Beshonim, Achnasi Yevel, Vichishav Lai, Kafishonim, Yashav Eskulasai, Rabbi Nachma Yitzchak is bothered, Vichishonim Rubis, Vishonim Rotes, and as Rashi explains in Mesechthus Erchin, are the years that are longer years than others, all years are the same, and why did Pasuk say, Imoid Rabbis Bashonim, or Ma'at Nisha Bashonim? In Angamar, Rashi says, Rabbis Bashonim, Mashmashi Rebu Bashonim, it's Mashmashi, you'll have more years for a certain Eved, Vichayev Shal Yaitzim Rubis Al Sheish, Oimuates. Is it possible that Eved Ivri would have to work more than 6 years, or less than 6 years? Of course, an Eved Ivri always works for exactly 6 years. And we show him, including the Rajbe, Eskan Rashi, that's not necessarily true, as over here we're talking about an Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy, and we know that the Gemara already discussed that if it is an Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy, possibly you could sell yourself even for more than 6 years, therefore it is possible for an Eved Ivri to be sold for more than 6 years. Our Gemara continues that therefore Rav Nachman Yitzchak stated, Elon is Rabba Kaspoy Mikasim Knossoy, Nismai Kaspoy Kafishonov, and as Rashi explained, when the Torah states, Imoid Rabbis Bashan and Lafin Yashav Golosim Mikasim Knossoy, the Torah means to say, Im Yesh Ribu Bidom Vishis Rabba Tech Shonam Alolu, Kagan Shesh Bir Mikasim Knossoy, Kashoy Kashas Knia Lahokal, if the value of the Eved Ivri increased during these years, then we go Lahokal and we prorate the value of the Eved Ivri based on his original purchase price, and that's what the Torah meant when it said, Imoid Rabbis Bashanim, that if the Eved increased over these years, then you go based on Kasim Knossoy. Then when the Torah stated of him, Ma'at Nisha Bashanim, it means if the Eved Ivri actually decreased in value based on the years that he's the Eved, then Mechishav Loik Kafishanim Yashav Oskul Asai, then when the Eved comes to redeem himself, then we would be Makel and he would be able to prorate his value based on his current value, the amount of years that are left from this point until he would go out free by 6 years. And the Gemara continues and asks, how do we know that we're talking about an Eved Ivri that changed value from the point that he was bought until the point that he's redeeming himself, as maybe the Pasuk is actually teaching you a very simple din, as Ve'im Hachikama, as maybe the Pesukma is saying as follows, Hechad Avetrei, if the Eved Ivri worked for 2 years, Upashle Dalid, and is now 4 years years left for him to work, then Yavle Dalam Mikasa Miknasai, then the Eved Ivri would have to redeem himself based on prorating the last 4 years based on his original purchase price. And when the Pasuk teaches Vima'adna Shibishanim, it's talking about a case of Ovid Dalid where the Eved Ivri already worked for 4 years, Upashli Tati, and therefore it is only 2 years left, and there's only a few years left, Nasiv Tati Kvishanov, and in that case, the Eved Ivri has to redeem himself by paying off 2 years based on the amount of years that he still has left. And how can you tell me that this Pasuk is talking about a scenario where there was a change of value of the Eved Ivri from the point that he was bought to the point that he's redeeming himself? And we learned our Gemara according to the Pshat of Rashi, and Tesis on Dav Chofa Menav and Diba Maskel, Ovid Dalid, Pashli Tati, Nasiv Tati Kvishanov, is according to Rashi that the Eved's value didn't change and didn't fluctuate. Why is it that in one Pasuk the Torah used the Lashon of Kafi Shanav, and in one Pasuk we use the Lashon of Mikasim Miknasai? If L'chayr, the Torah should have used either the Lashon of Mikasim Miknasai or the Lashon of Kafi Shanav. Because of this problem, Taisus learns our Gemara differently, Ayin Sham. The Gemara answers that if this is the only thing that the Torah was trying to teach us, Imkei Nichtakra, Imoid Rabbi Shanim, Imat Nisha Shanim, the Torah should have stated if there are many years left, or if there are only a few years left to his servitude, Mai Bashanim, why does the Torah use the Lashon Bashanim and states Imoid Rabbi Bashanim, Imat Nisha Bashanim, Nisraba Kasper Bashanim, Mikasim Miknasai, Nisbaya Kasper Bashanim, Kafi Shanav? And therefore it's clear that the Torah is telling us that there was actually a change in the value of the Eved Ivri, and it's teaching you that if there was an increase of the value of the Eved based on the years that he was working, then you would base it on the original purchase price, which would be a Kula. And if based on the years that the Eved Ivri worked, there was actually a diminution of his value, and now he's worth less than at the time when you bought him, then the Eved Ivri would base his redemption price on his current value and not on the original purchase price, and of course that would be a Kula. And the Gemara continues, Amar Beisiv, Rav Beisiv stated that Shinu Rav Nachman Yitzchak Lani Korei Kasinai, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Dashim these Pesukim like Sinai, and this is the proper way to understand the Pesukim, and this is actually the way that we know that when an Eved goes and tries to redeem himself, he would prorate his value based on whatever is cheaper and whatever is less, either based on his purchase price or based on his current value at the time of redemption. And the Gemara continues, Simon Eved Bayis Chatzayin, Bayis Eved Krevim, and this refers to four different Shilas that we're going to have in the next Gemaras, and the first three will be Shilas that are asked from Rav Huna Bar Chanina to Rav Sheshes, and the last one will be a member of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. And the first Shilas will be if an Eved Ivri that was sold to a Goy can have a partial redemption, or must he redeem himself completely? And the second Shilas will be if you have a bias in the Ori Chayma and you have to redeem it, can you redeem it partially? And the third Shilas is if relatives of an Eved Ivri that was sold to a Jew have to redeem him from that Jew. And the fourth Shilas is if Krovim can redeem a bias that was sold from a Bata Ori Chayma. And the Gemara begins with his first Shilas, Bayim Nei Rav Huna Bar Chanina, Rav Sheshes, Rav Huna Bar Chanina is following from Rav Sheshes, Eved Ivri Nem Kolay V'Chavim Gnugel Chatzayin, Ein Nugel Chatzayin, can an Eved Ivri who sold himself to a Goy partially redeem himself, or can he not partially redeem himself? And the only way to redeem yourself is only if you give full payment at that time. For example, if Reuven is an Eved Ivri that was sold to a Goy, and for example, in a case where there's 5 years left until Yovel, and he was sold for $500, and now it's 3 years later, Eved Ivri has $100, and he wants to go over to the Goy and pay him $100, and say that after one more year, I'll be able to go out free, because I'm giving you a partial redemption at that point. Would that be valid or not? The Gemara explains the Shaila, Gulasi Gulasi Mistei Achuza Gama, do we have a Gzeir Shava of the word Geula that says by an Eved Ivri that was Nimkar to a Goy, and the Geula that states Benegei Estei Achuza, as Benegei Yisrael that was sold to a Goy? The Pasuk says, Im Oid Rabbis Bashanam Lefin Yashav Gulasi Mikasim Knasai, and also says, Matt Nishav Bashanam Achnasi Yevel Vechishav Loi Kfishanav Yashav Eskulasai, and Benegei Estei Achuza, the Pasuk in Bahar states, Vishki Loi Yoloi Goyal Vesiga Yoda Yumatsa Kede Gulasai, and certainly Benegei Estei Achuza, where the Pasuk says, Umatsa Kede Gulasai, so we learn out it has to be his full Gula, and it can't be for half of the Sada, and as Rashi says, but again, Eved Ivri, where he sold to a Goy, the Pasuk only says Yashuv Gulasai, and doesn't say Kidei Gulasai, and therefore, we don't know if he actually could be played himself L'chatzayin, and therefore, the Gemara had the Shaila, do we learn the Gzeir Shava, and we learn out, Maste Akuza in Nigel L'chatzayin, Afay Nami in Nigel L'chatzayin, and the only way an Eved Ivri would be able to be played himself is only if he had full payment at that moment. Oy Dilma, or do we say that we do not learn this Gzeir Shava, Eved Ivri can have a partial redemption? However, based on the fact that we said before that we always want to be Makel on Eved Ivri that's being paid himself, so it would only be L'kul Aminon, L'chum L'y Aminon, that any partial payment will only benefit the Eved Ivri and will only work L'kula and not L'chumra, which we'll explain in a moment. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rav Sheshes responded to Rav Huna Bar Chanina that although I don't necessarily learn the Gzeir Shava of Gulasi Gulasai, but even so, Lav Amit Hasam Nimku Kulav L'chetzev, just like we learned on Daf Yud Ches Min Aleph, that Eved Ivri can only be sold for all of his value and not for half his value. And the example we gave over there is if an Eved Ivri stole $500 and his value is $1,000, then we would not sell the Eved Ivri in that case because he's worth more than the actual money that he stole. Therefore, the same didn't apply. And when he's redeeming redeeming himself, has to completely redeem himself, and he can't do a partial redemption. We understood our Gemara that the two stadim of the Gemara was, do we learn the Gzeir Shava Gulasi Gulasai, or do we not have the Gzeir Shava Gulasi Gulasai? Lefizeh, when Rav Shesh responds to Rav Huna Bar Chanina, he's actually saying that we don't hold of either of your stadim, and I have a different Gzeir Sakasav that teaches us that Eved Ivri can never do a partial redemption. That even according to the Tzad that we learn at Gulasi Gulasai, it's not based on a full-fledged Gzeir Shava, El Gidl Mils Ba'almu, and Ayin Teis is how he learns our Gemara. And the Gemara continues and will now explain how you could have a Gul Chatzayin, which will turn out a Kula, or it will turn out a Chumra. So Omar Abaye explains, Intim Suleiman Nigal Chatzayin, Mishkachs Lel Kula L'Chumra. If we would say that Eved Ivri can't partially redeem himself, then sometimes it'll actually be a Kula, and sometimes it'll come out a Chumra. As a Kula, what is the case will come out a Kula? So Abaye explains, Zavne V'meya, if Ruvin bought an Eved Ivri for $100 for 6 years, Yov Lecham Shim Palga the Dummy, and then the Eved gave the Odin $50, which is half of the value, and now he would only have to work for 3 years for the Odin, Ashbach V'koma Mosan, the Eved Ivri then became more valuable, and now his value is $200. Abaye explains, if we say the Eved could redeem himself partially, so Yov Lecham V'nofik, since the Eved already gave $50 and he redeemed his last 3 years, so now when he wants to redeem the first 3 years, all he would have to give is $100 to the Odin, as his value at this point is $200, and therefore, by giving $100, he would be buying back half of his value. If a partial redemption is not shy by an Eved Ivri, so even though the Eved Ivri originally gave $50 to the Odin, that did nothing, and therefore, at this point, he's a full-fledged Eved Ivri, and now that he's coming behind himself, and his value is $200, he would have to give a full $200 to the Odin, and he already made a $50 payment to the Odin, so now he'd have to give him another $150 in order to effectuate a full-fledged redemption. And the Gemara is, for Amrit, Nistra Abba Kaspoi, Mikasa Beknosai, how can you say in this case you have to pay an additional $150 if Lamaisa, this Eved was bought for $100, and therefore even though he went up and he's now worth $200, we already stated that Eved Ivri that went up in value does not affect his redemption value, and you're always going to redeem him based on the cheaper price, either of the time that he was purchased or at the time of redemption. And since the Eved's value at the time that Reuven bought him was $100, so all the Eved would have to give to Reuven is $100, why does Abaye say that the Eved would have to pay to the Odin $150? Because of this question, the Gemara explains that the case of Abaye is actually in a scenario of going to Oikar Vizal of Oikar. The time the Eved Ivri was sold to Reuven, the Eved Ivri was worth $200. Then when the Eved went to make a partial payment to the Odin, his value was $100, and when he gave the Odin $50, it was in order to buy off half of his Abdus, and then when he found more money, went to redeem the rest of his Abdus, he was valued at $200. And that's why Abaye explained that if his original partial redemption was a valid partial redemption, so now at this point that he's valued at $200, he would only have to give $100 to the Odin in order to buy back the second half of his term. However, if the original partial payment was not a valid payment in any case, so then at this point when he's going to redeem himself completely, he's valued at $200, and the original time when he was sold, he was also valued at $200, and therefore the only way that this Eved will be able to redeem himself is by giving a full $200 to the Odin, and that's why he has to give him $150 at this point in order to completely redeem himself, as he already gave him $50, but that didn't do anything, and those $50 was like a pagodin by Reuven, and at this point that he's also valued at $200, so now when he wants to redeem himself completely, since he already gave $50, he'll have to give another $150 to make a total of $200, and that would be his redemption price. And the Gemara continues, Mishkachs Lel Chumra, by explains that we also find a Chumra b'negei an Eved Ivri that wants to go and redeem himself partially, as Zabdin b'Masan, if he was originally bought for $200, when Reuven went to partially redeem himself, he was still worth $200, and Yav Meir Palgad Adami, and he gave Reuven $100, which was half his value, Ichsef, and then Reuven's value went down, Vekam Al Meir, and then he was only valued at $100, so Yamit Nigal Chatzayin, if we would say his partial payment of $100 worked, well, at this point that he wants to redeem the rest of his value, and he's valued at $100, so in order to redeem half his value, he has to give $50, and Yav Lecham Shevinofik, he would give Reuven another $50, and he'd be able to go out free, which would be a total of $150. However, Yamit Nigal Chatzayin, in this case, if we hold that he can't do a partial redemption, then even though the Eved Ivri already gave $100 to Reuven as a partial redemption, but that was like a pekodin and didn't effectuate any part of his redemption, and as the Abaye states, Hanach Meir pekodin Nurgabe, that $100 is considered pekodin by Reuven, now that the Eved Ivri's value went down and his entire value was $100, so he could go to Reuven and say that original $100 that I gave you as partial redemption should now be a full redemption, as at this point, in order for me to redeem myself, all I have to give you is $100, because even though my original value was $200, but now that I'm valued at $100, then as we learned before, that we're makel on the Eved Ivri based on the pasuk of v'chishav loy kafishon of Yashav Eskulasai, and therefore he only has to pay $100 in order to redeem himself. We tell Reuven that $100 that he's holding as Bekodin, you should keep, and that should be my full redemption. In this case, since we say that in the Golu Chatzayim, therefore comes out a kula on that side, and he would go out free without giving any more money, as the total redemption price was $100, and we will stop over here.